Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, as I spent time with God, continuing in the devotional journal, Walk This Way. And today's topic is to walk a level path. The Bible says that God's righteousness and the righteousness that we pursue in Christ levels the path before us. What an incredible promise to know that the obstacles that we would normally trip over can be smoothed out, leveled over, so that our path leads us in a way that removes, but not just removes, but in a way that overcomes the obstacles that the world throws at us. And so this morning, in this time of devotion and encouragement, I also want to introduce the prayer guide for this coming week. Again, I write those each week and publish them on Sunday mornings. Send them out email and on the Impact Prayer Ministry website. And today's, this week's topic is real fear. Jesus says that we should not fear the one who can harm the body, but rather fear the one who has the authority to cast our soul into hell. It's an interesting contrast, because the Bible is full of commands from God that says, don't be afraid, have courage, fear not. And then Jesus comes along and says, fear the one that can condemn you to eternal punishment. So obviously, we're talking about two different types or kinds of fear. And so this week, we're going to be spending the week praying about real fear. That God desires that we would have a fear of the Lord. A fear that motivates us to make peace with God. Jesus told us a parable, a story of really trying to encourage people to get right with God. And he talked about, suppose that there was an army, an opposing force coming at you with a large number of soldiers, a huge army coming against you. And suppose that this army approached and you discovered that you were severely outnumbered. You only had half of the force of what was coming towards you. It says, would you not, while the enemy is still far off, send a delegation and seek terms of peace? And I think the obvious answer to those that were listening to Jesus ought to be the same as our obvious answer. Why, of course I would look for terms of peace before I'm annihilated, before there's no hope. And we hear that and we think, okay, so. And then Jesus kind of makes what seems like an awkward transition. He says, in the same way, unless you are willing to give up everything that you have, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. It's like, in the same way as what? In the same way as making peace with someone you have no chance against. given those odds, the terms of peace are generally going to be complete surrender. Unconditional, absolute surrender. And that's when God talks about real fear in our life. It's a fear that ought to drive us to a recognition that our terms of peace with God is, well, it's our unconditional and complete surrender. So this week, as we spend some time praying about real fear, we'll be praying about our relationship with God, about the respect and honor that we give Him, about a fear of the Lord that motivates us to live a life that's fully surrendered, that honors Jesus in everything we say, everything we do, in every aspect of our life. And I believe that's connected to walking this level path that today's devotion is focused on. I love going out to nature and to hike and enjoy the beauty of creation. And helping to care for a daughter who has mobility issues, there are places that are very difficult for us to go. And some of them we go anyhow, and people look at us like, how in the world did you get here? There have been times where we've taken a wheelchair designed for rugged environments and down steps and paths and rocky terrain that just to reach a vantage point, to share beauty that otherwise would go unseen. There was a time where we were out in this dried riverbed, and there we were at. The stream was still flowing, some beautiful waterfalls on it, and all of this layered shale. And as we looked across the stream, there were observation platforms on the other side filled with people. And we could imagine hearing them saying, how did they get there? And there are days after taking these trails with the wheelchair that I think, boy, if these paths had just been level, it had been so much easier. If they had been smooth, if the rocky outcroppings, the gnarly roots that have pushed up through the soil had been leveled out, perhaps even a little pavement put down, well, it would have been such an easier day. So much less work. And God says that's what the righteousness that we have in Christ has the ability to do. To level the path before us. Life is difficult. I don't know if you've noticed that or not, but it can be a tough thing to live life in this world. The rocky outcroppings, the gnarly roots that are just waiting to trip us up. The stumbling blocks that catch us off guard. I was pulling the wheelchair through a sandy area just a week ago. And one of those pesky rocks jumped up behind me and I went to the ground. I didn't see it. I was not looking there. And what I wouldn't have given for a level path that day. And yet, how often do we walk life? And watching the news, or we're reading a social media feed, or we're just doing life and interacting with people, and anger creeps in and trips us. Envy creeps in and knocks us to the ground. Greed and lust and evil desires come in and throw us off the path. God says that pursuing a life of righteousness in Christ levels that ground. It provides a covering, a pavement, if you will, over the blocks that that we stumble over. It paves over the sinful thoughts that the enemy puts in our mind. It paves over the greed and selfishness that looks out for ourselves even more so than anyone else. You see, as we pursue this level path, we recognize that it's made possible in Jesus. As I thought about this topic, I thought about the difference between a smooth and level path. And as I'm out hiking, it's that smooth path that I'm looking for. The change in elevation is okay as long as it's not too steep. For a trail or a sidewalk or some path to be considered ADA compliant, there's a maximum slope that it can have. It's why if you ever see a ramp that looks like it kind of zigzags to get to where it's going, it's because there's only so much room and you can only put that slope to such an angle. And so that the path is maybe not completely level, because then you don't get anywhere elevation-wise, but it's smooth and the steepness of it is not unbearable. And as we journey toward our eternity with Christ, we're on this upward trek. And this level path is continuing upward, but the righteousness we have in Christ has reduced the angle. It smoothed out the stumbling points. It's made it a walk that's able to be done. So today, as we consider the path that we're on, if you find yourself tripping and stumbling and having to get back up and brush yourself off a lot, it might be time to consider the righteousness that you're pursuing. Now, I'm not talking about the physical brushing yourself off and getting back up. It's my clumsiness that causes me to do that a lot. And even as we allow God to level our path, as we pursue a righteousness in Christ, I'm still likely to fall in this world. But I'm less likely to fall spiritually, because I'm living a life that pursues God. I'm living a life that seeks out the righteousness that Christ wants to clothe me with. And as we pray today, I would encourage you to pay attention to the spiritual stumbling blocks that you find yourself encountering. And ask God to fill you, to clothe you with His righteousness, so that your spiritual, that your walk with Christ can be made smooth. That path can be leveled. And you can find joy in the journey. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you that you've given us a means to level the path that's before us. The righteousness that we pursue in Christ can remove those stumbling blocks of sin, of greed, of lust, of envy, of anger, of hatred, of prejudice and favoritism, of all of those things that trip us up and knock us to the ground. Father, help us today to walk that level path, to pursue righteousness in all that we say, in all that we do, in all of our encounters with others. Father, may our pursuit of a healthy and right fear of the Lord empower this righteousness that you've clothed us with in Christ. God, today I pray that as we gather to worship together, and whether we're able to do that in person or through online services with our family, on our own, whatever that looks like, may we recognize we're doing so as a body of Christ wherever we are. And may that recognition help us to desire a level path for everyone. That we would not be a part of adding to the stumbling blocks that you've already removed. Fathers, I pray, I continue to pray for the children in our homes and in our communities. I pray that you would help us to show them through our example what a level path can look like. Help them to understand the stumbling blocks that they face. The blocks that come from the peer pressure and expectations that seem unattainable. Father, may we be involved in leveling the path as we share a righteousness that only you can bring. God, today may our walk with you be unhindered. May our walk with you be filled with such joy that others want to join. Oh, Father, today may everything that we do help others to find a closer and better relationship with Jesus. May all of it be centered around a pure and peaceful walk. Oh, God, today I pray that our life would be reflective of Jesus. I pray that the path before us would be made smooth. I pray that the effort that we put into this walk, because of the power of your Spirit, would advance your kingdom. Oh, Father, today may we lift up Jesus. And may we share him with others as the source of our walk and as the destination of our walk. And as we lift him up, may many be drawn. May many find a level path as they begin a walk with Christ also. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Sunday morning, devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that you have a day that is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.